أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويسألونك عن الروح، قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 85 of Surah Bani Israel. In the last verses, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the Quran Sharif, that it is a shifa and a means of rahmah. And then Allah spoke about the inherent quality of man. When Allah Ta'ala gives, then also man does not make shukr to Allah, he turns away from shukr. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tests, man becomes despondent. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask you about ar-ruh. Ruh, in its actual meaning, refers to the soul. In the Quran Sharif in itself, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam as ruh. Allah refers to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam as ruh. Allah refers to wahi, revelation itself also as ruh. But the commentators have all agreed that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about the soul that gives us life. In one narration, Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah and Imam Muslim rahimahumullah, both of them have narrated this from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he narrates once he was walking with our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an unpopulated area of Medina Munawwara, and there were some Yahud. So some groups of this Yahud asked Nabi Karim, they discussed between themselves. One group said, ask him about the ruh, and one group said, don't ask. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the branch of a date palm, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking with that when the group asked, what is this ruh? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, then he began to recline on this branch of the date palm, and he said, then I anticipated that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is certainly sending or going to send wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after a very short while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah till the end, ayah number 85 of Surah Bani Israel. Now that incident, according to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had taken place in Medina Munawwara. Then we find Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu also narrates regarding the revelation of this ayah, that when the people of Makkah saw that this deen of Islam was spreading, and they then began to speak to the Yahud of Medina, that you people are also people that claim to have wahi, you people claim to have some revealed kitab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so what is it that we can find out from him that will ascertain the truth of his claim that he is a prophet and a Nabi of Allah? So they responded and they said, ask him about the ruh, ask him about the soul. So at that time they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the soul. Now why this discussion? Besides the soul and the ruh, there is one aspect of Quran Sharif that we should know, that sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala use different incidents to send down and reveal one ayah, and sometimes an ayah could have been revealed more than once. And it seems as though, according to the ulama of tafsir, that this ayah was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah at that time when the Quraysh asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and again it was revealed at the time in Medina when the Yahud asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nonetheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they ask you about the soul. Kuli ruhu min amri rabbi. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the ruh, the soul, is from the command of my Rabb. It is from the command of my Rabb, means that it is the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some of the ulama are inclined to believe that this amr, this command that Allah ta'ala is speaking about, is what Allah ta'ala spoke about with regards to the creation of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi kamathali Adam, khalaqahu min turab, thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. He was created from the earth, then Allah ta'ala said kun fayakunu, then he had become that amr of kun. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best this amr and this command that Allah ta'ala speaks about. وَمَا أُوْتِيْتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you, O mankind, has been given very little ilm, very little knowledge with regards to what is the ruh, what is its essence, what is the material it is made out of, how it is made, what substance it has, how does it give life. But this much is there, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the human body, and then Allah ta'ala commands the ruh to enter the body, and that body gets life, and we call it a human. And then Allah ta'ala commands that that ruh leaves the body, and then we call that a mayyit, we call that a corpse, and we say that that is a dead body. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.